This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. If you ask Donald Trump, the race for the Republican presidential nomination is over. After a sweep of five states in the most recent primary contests Tuesday, Trump proclaimed himself the presumptive GOP nominee, even if his rivals, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, and their supporters would disagree. Cruz and Kasich have in fact come up with what many political pundits are calling a last-ditch Hail Mary attempt to prevent Trump from winning the number of Republican delegates that he would need to be an automatic first ballot winner when the GOP convention takes place this summer in Cleveland. The strategy amounts to Kasich promising not to campaign in Indiana before next Tuesday's primary in the Hoosier state and to throw his support towards Cruz's efforts there in the hopes that they can keep Trump from picking up the majority of that state's delegates and keep alive the prospect of a contested convention in Cleveland. We wanted to get an opinion on what Vermont's Republican delegates think of this strategy and the prospect of a Trump presidential nomination. So this morning, we're speaking with Rutland State Senator Kevin Mullen, a GOP delegate. And Senator Mullen, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, glad to be here, Mitch.
So first of all, what is your view of Donald Trump? Would you back him if he does go on to be the GOP's presidential nominee?
Well, let's just say that he would definitely not be my first choice. I have some serious concerns. You know, growing up in Vermont, we kind of learn early that we should be following the golden rule and treat others as we would want them to treat us. And yet, Mr. Trump's strategy seems to be just to go negative on everything. And he hasn't demonstrated his ability to be a statesman and someone who will be able to, you know, negotiate properly with other countries and, you know, exert a good foreign policy. And as far as that goes, a good domestic policy. So I have my concerns, and that was one of the reasons why I decided that I really wanted to run to be a delegate to the National Convention. But after Tuesday night, Mitch, I'm not so sure that there is an alternative path, and we're still trying to assess the numbers to see if there is a way to try to get to a brokered convention and have some sanity prevail and have a candidate that could actually win in November. And one of the things that seems so strange is every one of these primaries, Mr. Trump seems to win easily. But if you look at the polls over who can beat Hillary Clinton in November, he's not doing too well. And yet John Kasich shows up in the polls and is able to win against Hillary.
Well, I do want to get to the convention issue in a moment, Senator Mullen. But, you know, Trump did win the Vermont Republican primary. Does that put you at odds with Vermont Republicans when it comes to who they'd like to see as the GOP nominee?
It was very, very close. And I respect the fact that he did win. And ultimately, he may be the nominee, and we'll have to go there. I think that most people share the belief that we need to have a change in Washington, that the policies that are there now are not working. And it's time to go in a different direction. And I think that another 4 years of the Obama administration, which is what I would believe will happen under a Hillary Clinton administration, isn't good for this country either. And so I respect the fact that Mr. Trump is winning. And, you know, that's why at this point I'm not sure that there is any way to stop him.
What about this strategy, though, that Ted Cruz and John Kasich are employing in advance of Indiana's primary? There are a lot of delegates at stake in Indiana. Could it work? I mean, if folks in Indiana go for Cruz a little bit more than Trump and he doesn't get all the delegates, could that bring about the prospect of a contested convention?
It could, but to be honest with you, I think that John Kasich has made a deal with someone who might even be a worse candidate than Donald Trump, and I would hate to see Ted Cruz as the ultimate nominee either, because I don't think he can win in November. And so the real thing is to see if there's another possible candidate. Of course, my candidate is John Kasich, but it could be a Paul Ryan. It could be somebody else. But I would say after the decisive wins that Mr. Trump had on Tuesday night and the five northeastern states, that the odds are pretty unlikely, and I think that next week we'll know for sure.
You mentioned Paul Ryan, although he has said that he would not run for president this year. He feels that, you know, folks should go through the regular primary process. But I have to say, Senator Mullen, you're being very candid with us this morning. You sound a little depressed over this whole the prospect of everything. Is that an accurate statement?
I'm pretty discouraged. You know, I really was hopeful that this was going to be a year where Republicans were going to do strong across the country and try to bring us in a different direction. And I'm not sure that that's going to be the ultimate result. I'm hopeful, but, you know, time will tell.
Are you going to go to Cleveland for the convention? You are a GOP delegate.
Well, nobody has been elected yet. Our convention is May 21st, and I'll have to make that decision.
And would you base that decision on what happens in Indiana on Tuesday?
Yes.
Meaning if Trump wins outright in Indiana and it looks like he's going to be a first ballot nominee, you would not attend?
Yeah, I would leave it to give somebody else the opportunity to go and attend the convention, because basically at this point, that amount of time is more important to me than just going to be with fellow Republicans.
Senator Mullen, finally, Vermont Republicans, I think, and you may disagree, but they do seem to differ from Republicans in other parts of the country. You mentioned, you know, early on in your statements here about, you know, the Vermont way and being respectful of other people. And I really believe that most Vermonters think that Vermont Republicans, you know, they may disagree with their Democratic counterparts, but things are mostly kept civil. If Donald Trump does become the GOP nominee, could you see yourself voting for either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton in the general election over Trump?
Well, I don't think anybody would have the opportunity to vote for Bernie Sanders, because he's not going to be the nominee on the Democratic side either. So I think that we are going to be faced with a very tough choice, two people who I think that may not be best for the country. And I think, you know, everybody's going to have to do some soul searching in the end and try to figure out who would be best. And, you know, I don't look forward to that choice.
Rutland State Senator Kevin Mullen, I want to thank you so much for the time this morning.
Glad to be here. Thanks.